Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In life, you can either be a victim or you can be a survivor. It's a mindset. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we learn how to turn a defeated mindset into a success mindset so you're always able to win the day. Enjoy.
How do you turn the feeling of defeat into a success mindset? Those days you get disappointed, you get sad, you get upset, someone makes fun of you, and all of a sudden all of your motivation and your focus and your drive drains out with the disappointment. How do you turn it around? You know, if you went for that big project and you failed, it didn't work out. You put the video out, nobody watched it. You know, you did what you've been trying to do, but you just didn't get the accolades or the rewards, and now you feel defeated, and like tomorrow you're kind of like, screw it, why even try? We've got to learn how to change that mindset around so we can have some more resiliency and motivation so that we can keep at it in our dreams. But the question is, how? The first thing you have to remember, as soon as defeat strikes, and it will, if you're chasing big missions, big purposes, things that really matter to you, you're going to have down days, you're going to have bad days. Allow that. Everybody wants to be so Pollyannish or super positive and say, oh, there is no defeat, there is no failure. Oh no, there's failure. I mean, there really is. And we should stop pretending that people don't fall on their face and feel bad and have bad days. Allow it. When you have a bad day, allow that moment to say, you know what? Yeah, this isn't the way I wanted it to go. And then immediately shift into learning. Disappointment immediately goes away as soon as you shift into learning. So your question is, first allow it, say, okay, I am disappointed. I have higher standards. I wanted it to go better. But instead of now keep focusing on those things where you beat yourself up and beat yourself and beat yourself up, you say to yourself, okay, what's 3 things I learned? Go. And start focusing on what you learned. Specifically, when you get defeated in your life, I want you to start analyzing what defeated you. But instead of saying, I did bad here and bad here and bad here, turn it into a question about, first, what did I learn about myself? Second, what did I learn about other people? Third, what did I learn about the world? Fourth, what can I do about it? That's how you deal with the disappointments. What did I learn about myself? What did I learn about other people? What did I learn about the world? And what can I do now? That focus to those 4 questions from any disappointment or defeat will help charge you up because you'll be focused more on the lessons and what you can do next. The second big idea when you have a defeat is this. Immediately that day that you got defeated, I want you to take 3 action steps, no matter what those are. Sometimes the 3 action steps are, okay, that didn't work out well. Send an email to my team explaining or apologizing. Sometimes the action step is to call somebody, send a note to somebody, send a text. Sometimes the action step can simply be stop at the grocery store, get my favorite meal, so tonight I feel better about myself. Whatever it is, just make sure as soon as the disappointment happens, you set 3 goals that very day and do them. One of those goals can be meditate and think about it. Another goal can be take a long walk. Another goal can be let's exercise. Another goal can be call a friend, go out to coffee. I don't care what it is, my friend, but you need those goals, and you need to do them immediate. Because here's the thing, the more momentum you have, it doesn't matter what toward what goal, the more momentum you have, the more motivation you'll feel. And that motivation can often wipe out that feeling of disappointment and move you forward. And then the third big idea, when you get defeated, stop focusing so much on yourself. I know it's easy to stew in your own hurt or your anger, your disappointment, but instead, start thinking about that very next day, how can I rise to another level of service? That's the question I want you to ask the next day. When you wake up that next day after disappointment, say, you know what? Today, I have the opportunity to serve. Let me do it with full joy and heart. Let me challenge myself this day. Yes, yesterday wasn't what I wanted to be, but this day, I'm going to challenge myself again to serve with full joy and full heart. If you can do these simple things, I know they're just internal dialogues I'm talking about. You're really just looking at the disappointment or the defeat and saying, okay, what did I learn about myself, other people, and the world, and what can I do? You're really just saying, okay, what are three steps I can take today to get some more momentum back? And you're really just waking up the next day and saying, hey, how can I serve even better today? That might sound so simplistic, but most people don't do those things. They keep stewing over and over and over on the hurt and the angst and the stress, and so they never break free. If you can ask a different quality of question, you can live a different quality of life and overcome those disappointments. So try that next time you feel down or defeated, and you'll start to experience and live what we call the charge life.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.